Our fault.
I never even hinted.
Now I don't even miss Rabbi Oberstein.
Oh, he's in there as well.
Okay. Let's see. So we said, wow. We said that the Gemara asked the question, how is it that Klal Yisrael ate matzah that when they came to Eretz Yisrael? So we had different approaches here. One was the Gemara was asking, let's say essay derech alayis essay, that the essay of eating matzah would be derech alayis essay of Chodesh. Another one was that the Isra of Chodesh really didn't kick in until 14 years later. Okay, we're going to see soon in a second. So, so we said yesterday that that he regrets that he didn't tell him that an essay derech alayis essay. That was the way we left.
It's a special essay. It's a biblical essay of cars.
Yeah. No. That's the essay of Achilles Matzah.
It's a regular essay.
The two essays of Chorus are Carbon Pesach and Mila. Yeah. Okay, now, Aldante Derbyoin, the top of your Yudkas. According to Derbyoin, do Omar, Mrs. Essay, Derkalais, Essay, Afapish, and Exubitsido. If you hold that essay, Derkalais, Essay, even if it's not written alongside of it, and Nika, then it's good. Because the essay of Chod, let's say he brings where each pasuk is, the commandment he matzah is in Shmos Yud Beis, the Isra of Chodesh is recorded in Vayikra Chav Gimel. So they're not next to each other, but if you hold it, doesn't matter. Essay derech alayis essay, even if it's not next to each other, then we have a good answer. Nicha. Aldai to Reb Yosi, Dama Mitzvah Essay derech alayis essay, Limitzvah Slayis essay, Lom Kein Hoysuk Shuv Betzida, unless it's alongside of it. So then, how is this going to work? Request remains. How did the Yidden fulfill the mitzvah of matzah? So the Gemara says two answers. One is mimasha hayu tagori goyim meichren lahem. That what they would do is they would buy the matzah from wheat that the goyim sold them outside Eretz Yisrael. So we have to think about this answer exactly. Ukra b'Yishmael. Because Rabbi Yishmael, is an or answer. It doesn't mean and. It's or. Or you could say an alternate answer that it's like Rabbi Yishmael's shita. Because Rabbi Yishmael says that according to that approach, then the mitzvah of Chodesh did not take effect. Even though it says it doesn't say b'vo'achem. It says b'vo'achem. So we could either Taish B'vachem means when you first come into Eretz Yisrael, or Rabbi Shmuel's position is that it's after the 14 years. So hold on 1 second. So let's go slow. Let's go take the first Teretz. The first Teretz was that they bought it from Goyim outside Eretz Yisrael.
Grew
outside Eretz Yisrael, and presumably, there's no Issa Chodesh on that tefuah. That's very difficult, because the din is Chodesh is Chal, both whether it's owned by a Yid or whether it's owned by a guy. This is brought out.
I'm sorry. I think Chodesh outside of Eretz Yisrael is only for Jews, not for Goyim.
The Bach says that Chodesh. But most Poiskim do not agree with that Bach. But you're right. There is a Shita in the Poiskim like that. But what it says in the bottom, okay, let's just do what it says in the bottom over here, okay? 5, on 18a1, on 5, it says, although as established, even wheat of a non-Jew is forbidden for Chodesh, he holds only Eretz Yisrael, that this is so. Outside Eretz Yisrael, Chodesh prohibition applies only to a Jew, not to a non-Jew. Although they could not fulfill the mitzvah with any wheat found in Eretz Yisrael, they were able to use matzah grown outside. That's one approach. Approach two, alternatively, the wheat of a non-Jew is forbidden as chodesh even outside Eretz Yisrael. See Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya. Nevertheless, the wheat purchased from non-Jewish merchants was permitted to the Jews who entered Eretz Yisrael because it grew at least somewhat before the prohibition of Chodesh was in effect upon their entry. So in other words, it didn't really exist yet until we got to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the whole issur of buying from Goyim Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz is only going to be once there's an issur Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. But since they're buying it before they got in there, so this is a special heter. No. Forget the 14 years. This is we're going the first teretz. This is the first teretz that they bought it from Goyim outside Eretz Yisrael. So we have two approaches here. One is that there's stam no din of Chodesh, like of Chutz La'aretz. And the second approach is even if you paskin that there is an Isser, but here there's a special heter because of before they got to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's what it says over here. I just want to mention to you one thing I just saw. Tosis brings down the Mishnah in Kiddushin. This is a Mishnah on Daf, Lamed Vavam Beis. Famous mitzvah. It says all mitzvahs are tluy ba'aretz and I guess only in Eretz Yisrael. And if it's not tluy ba'aretz, then it's no eg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. That's what's famous Mishnah, right? Then there's a chutz. There's an exception. Arla and Klaim. Arla and Klaim are no egg, both ba'aretz and chutz la'aretz, even though it's totally ba'aretz. So the Yerushalmi asks a question on the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi asks, why doesn't it say chala? Chala is noeg also in Chutz La'aretz. And that's mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi answers, Mishani, the fisha eino be'isar shal oivei kechavim. Because chala does not apply if it's a dough that was made by a goy. And lo mayri masnisin el v'dvorim hanoi hagen b'Yisrael u'ba'ayv dekachavim. That the Mishnah is only talking about things which are noheg across the board, both by Yidden and by Goyim. So therefore, it says chutz min ha'arla min ha'klayim. And Rabbi Lazar says, av chodesh. The chodesh is also one of the exceptions. So, from Tosis makes a deal from this Yerushalmi. So you see, chodesh is noheg. Bein Yisrael, Bein Ba'akam, because Chodesh is in the Mishnah. So the Yerushalmi excluded Chala because Chala is not by Oivdei Kechavim. And therefore the Mishnah didn't include it, even though it's not like Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Okay? So that's a very important idea. The other Tosis, which Menachem, I think, was talking about, was in Daf Lamed Ches at the top. It says, Yerushalmi Maksha, my law of Matzah, from Chodesh, let the assay of Erev Tech Lamatzis be done for the life assay of Chodesh. Umitarates, this is the way Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. The Ein assay the Koidem Hadibur, Doicha Lois assay the Acher Hadibur. The assay of eating matzah is back in Shmos in Parshas Bo. That's Koidem Hadibur before Yisrael. An assay which is Koidem Hadibur is not doich alois asay, which comes after the dibur. That's that, I don't see it now. You show me. What?
Tell him dibur is yes, sir. It's a dibur's.
Yes. Yisrael.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody knows it.
Yeah. So the question is, and the question is, did Tosis teach up our Gemara? That it's not Ksuva Betzida. Is that the way he understood Ksuva Betzida? Or is there another Rishonim that I haven't read yet? Maybe, I don't know. And then the other answer Tosis says is, Inami Yishleimer, the Gezeira Ksayas Rishon, Otu Kazayas Sheni. Tosis says that, you know, you're going to be, once you're dealing with Essay Derech Alois Essay, so, you know, the first Kazayas of Matzah that you ate, Fashtetzach, that'll be an Essay Derech Alois Essay. But after that, there's no Essay, right? So that's Gezeira. Okay, so it's a kiyum mitzvah. Kiyum mitzvah is never doichan. Only a chiyuv mitzvah is doichan a licensing. A kiyum mitzvah is not doichan a licensing. Wow. I just made that up.
It sounds good.
It sounds great. Okay. Next, now we're on 18a2. Hesiv Rabbein Bar Kahana B'Hoksiv. Now he's quoting a pasuk in Yeshua. The pasuk in Yeshua, if you read the series of the psukim, it says that they. I really should have brought you the Yeshua. The Yeshua is right.
It's Av Torah.
Actually, I have the Yeshua right here in my little Tanakh here. What parak is this in Yeshua? Hey, Yeshua, hey, right?
Yep.
Here I have it. Oh, look at this. The marker is there for some reason. Amazing. Yeshua, hey. So it says that they mauled all the Zacharim because when they went, because the ones that were Yulodim in the Midbar were not gemauled. Okay. Then it says, Vayachru Meisro Ba'Gilgal, Vayasu Asa Pesach Ba'arbo Asa Yom L'Chayrish Ba'erev Ba'arvo Siricho. So they did the Karban Pesach for the first time, right? Vayachlu me'avur ha'aretz mimarkas ha'pesach matzus v'koloi be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. And they ate mimarkas ha'pesach. The next day, in other words, let's assume that Pesach would be considered the 15th, and they ate on the 16th. Let's assume that that's what mimarkas ha'pesach means for the time being, okay? And then it says, and the mon stopped, and they didn't have any mon anymore. Vayochlu mitvuas eretz Kanaan b'shana ha'hi. That's what it says. So the Gemara is making a deal like this, right? So the Gemara is asking a question. Ha'ksiv, vayochlu mi'avur ha'aretz mimarchas ha'pesach, lo b'shisho asar. Doesn't that mean the 16th? But from the time, mimarchas ha'pesach means from the 15th day, when they pass off the first day is the 15th. So it was only after they brought the Omer that they were able to eat a new crop. Clearly, Chodesh prohibition went into effect immediately upon the Jews entering Eretz Yisrael. That's the Raya of the Gemara. The Gemara is bringing a Raya from this Pesukim in Yeshua. You see, they were makvid not to eat until after Mimarchas HaPesach. Because they got there on the 10th. Why are they not eating until Mimarchas HaPesach? That's the dig the Gemara is making. So what happened the 5 days that they were there beforehand? So it's not like Rabbi Shmuel who says they had 14 years and they were allowed to eat it. So Hasiv Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Kumi Rabbi Yosef, Vahaksiv, Mimarchas HaPesach. This is a pasuk in 14. 14 is Numbers, right? It's Numbers 33. Mimarchas, right? 33. Mimarchas HaPesach. That's when they saw B'yad Ramah Le'enei Kol Mitzrayim. Doesn't Mimarchas HaPesach there mean the first day of Pesach they went out of Mitzrayim? Everybody knows we went out of Mitzrayim the first day. We ate the Karban Pesach. We made the Karban Pesach on the 14th. We ate it the 9th at the 15th. And we went out on the 15th in the morning. So Mimarchas HaPesach means the day after we were makriv the Karban Pesach. So just like there it meant the 15th, so here too in Yoshua, that's what he's proving. You see, it means the 15th in that pasuk in Bamidbar. So in Yoshua, don't assume that when it says mimarchas ha-Pesach over there in that pasuk that we just quoted, that it means the 16th, but rather it means the 15th. And it was taka doicha, as the doicha lo-isasei. Or without that, forget the essay declaration, because there was no Omer, there was no Isra Chodesh, there was no Isra Chodesh, like Rabbi Shmuel says, for 14 years there was no Isra. Okay. Yotsu Mikan L'Sham, so it says, if produce went out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, so have a machlokes, Rabbi Lazar Chayev, Rabbi Lazar holds it's Chayev and Chala, Rabbi Akiva Piter, right? So now we go to Omid Beis. So Rabbi Lazar Menasrei, Rabbi Akiva Menasrei. Menasrei is the same thing like in the Bavli, which is lit time eight. So Rabbi Lazar is according to his reasoning, Rabbi Akiva according to his reasoning. And the Gemara explains. Rabbi Lazar Menasrei, my time with Rabbi Lazar, Lechem Ha'aretz. Well, what are we talking about? What was the machloikas between Rabbi Lazar and what? Right, the Gemara said, the rationale. See, second paragraph in one, the Gemara above explained the rationale behind the dispute concerning imported produce. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was a machlokas about produce that came into Eretz Yisrael as well, right? Our Mishnah again says that peres chutz la'aretz that go into Eretz Yisrael chayv and chala. Our Mishnah does not record a dispute, but there is a machlokas in that's Rabbi Meir's shita that there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a machlokas. And what is the machlokas? That what Gemara says. Imported produce Rabbi Lezer held was potter from challah, and Rabbi Kiva held was chayv from challah. So the Gemara said he darshened the word lechem. The lechem ha'aretz means it has to be bread of the land. Meaning we said that the pshat is has to be made of ingredients made from Eretz Yisrael. That's the way we explained it. Okay, one more time. Lechem ha'aretz, according to Rabbi Lezer, we explained, was his reasoning for why peiros that were from chutz la'aretz that came into Eretz Yisrael would be potter from challah, not like what our Mishnah says, stam, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because it says lechem ha'aretz, that it means it has to come from the produce of the land. So the same way, it's Rabbi Lezer l'tamei, right? That he holds that if you have produce that goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, so it's b'chol makom shehu, any place that it's found, even if, in other words, I'll call it lechem ha'aretz based on the ingredients. So if the ingredients grew in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter where you bake it. You bake it in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't make a difference. It's still lechem ha'aretz, and therefore you be chayiv. Okay, so you got, it's a reverse, right? Rabbi Lezer, it reverses his position. When it comes from outside Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Yisrael, he holds potter from challah. When it's from ingredients from Eretz Yisrael outside, it's chayiv and challah because it grew from, the ingredients weren't Eretz Yisrael ingredients. Okay, that's Rabbi Lezer's time. Rabbi Akiva goes to his position. What was his position? My time, Rabbi Akiva, El Aretz Asharani Meibi Eschem Shoma. Shoma atem chayavim, vein atem chayavim chutz la'aretz. That Shoma says, right, it's l'chumra and l'kula. It's l'chumra if you're taking from chutz la'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, like our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah is, it's chayav and chala. Because Shoma, he made the chala in Eretz Yisrael. The place is machayav you, not the ingredients. The place where you made the dough is what's machayav you. Mashenk, and the other way, we take Eretz Yisrael produce and export it to Chutz La'aretz, you're going to be potter because it's not Shoma. Okay, so it's L'tamei, they're going both according to the reasonings. That's the Gemara. Now, let's get to the end now. Afar Chutz La'aretz. Okay, Rabbanan de Kisrin, B'Shem Reb Chanina. We said that, we had a Machlaikas Reb, Yehuda said that the ship has to touch the ground. And the chacham hold no. All you need is that there should be a hole. There should be a hole on the bottom of the ship, and it should be plugged with some dirt so it doesn't sink. Or the ship was made out of kli cheres, and kli cheres is porous and absorbs. Whatever the pshat is, but that's the Gemara says b'machlokas. Now, if you recall, I told you when we read the Mishnah that anytime it says Ein Masai, Rabbi Yehuda, when he says Ein Masai, is not coming to argue, he's coming to Lefarish. But we saw there was Machloikes in the Mefarshim how to explain it. We said that the Pnei Moshe said that this was just like every other place, and he wasn't arguing, and we said that the Marafolda and Rosh Cirilo both say that this is an exception to the rule. And they prove their position from this Gemara. The Gemara here says very clearly, Rabbanan de Kisrin b'Shem Reb Chanina b'machlokas. They're in disagreement regarding this pasuk. Kol ha'makom asher tidrach chafrak lachem bo lachem yiyeh. This is a pasuk in Heidegger Sedra. Parshas Ekev at the very end of the parsha. Very, very, stay awake this Shabbos. You know, don't fall asleep during laning. at right past the maftir, not that I think you ever fall asleep in the maftir, but I just, you know, in case you ever do, this week stay away because you'll see this exciting pasuk. Pasuk says, I'm going to read a few inside here. It's the third to last pasuk. It says, Kol hamokom asher tidroch kafrag lechem bo lechem yiyeh. Wherever you step foot, right, it's going to be yours. It says, Kol hamokom asher tidroch kafrag lechem bo lechem yiyeh. Then the pasuk, that's hesnachto. Min hamidbar v'halvanon, min hanohar nahar pros. V'yad hayom ha'acharon yiyeh gvulchem. So now this pasuk, what the Gemara is going to be examining in this pasuk is, what are you giving me borders for? You just told me wherever I walk is going to be mine. What are you giving me borders? Is it? No, this is Madrashah. If you're giving me and saying these are the borders of Eretz Yisrael, then it's not every place where I walk. If it's every place where I walk, then it's not the borders. What's going on over here, right? Oh, so now this is going to be a machlokas, how to teach the pasuk. Okay, so in bechlal olamasha beprat, the klal is what I told you, which is kol mokam that you walk. That's the klal, because that's everywhere. And the prat is the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So now it's telling me that wherever I walk, but it's got to be within these borders. Okay, it's limiting. The Torah limits the territorial conquest of Eretz Yisrael to distinct perimeters. The land conquered outside Eretz Yisrael does not become part of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda. This reflects Rabbi Yehuda's position in the Mishnah, which means that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if I have dirt from Chutz La'aretz that's on the boat, but it hasn't come in and gone ashore, so to speak. What did you call it yesterday when the ship hits the ground? Was there a special word for it? Oh, never mind. Doesn't matter. But if it's not, if it doesn't go aground, so Rabbi Yehuda held that land is like land that you're conquering from Chutz La'aretz, but it's outside the border, right? If it goes aground, so then it becomes part of the border. So that's his approach. Mesivin Rabbi Yehuda. So they asked him in Besfari Eretz Yisrael. If, where it says, Kol Mokim Asher Tigdof Kach Rabbalkan, it's talking about the borders, within the borders, Fok Siv. There's already a Pasuk in Yehoshua that defines the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Mehamid Bar Mahalmanon Hazer, Anhon Agarol, Anhon Pras, Kol Eretz Achitim, Adiyam Agarol, Anvar Hashem, Shriyak Volchem. There's a Pasuk. We know where the borders are going to be. When you learn Sefer Yehoshua, you'll see the borders of Eretz Yisrael. What is the Pasuk going to tell me the borders for? According to you, you're telling me that it's limited to the borders, so why bother with the borders? So, Ella, im inyan l'sfari Eretz Yisrael, the reason why it says the borders is to tell me that the kaf rag lechem is telling me, and a riboy, it's a riboy omiyot type of limud. There's two ways of learning. There's kal prat, where you say, ein b'chal ella masha b'prat, and it's limited. And then there's ribui and miut. The ribui is everywhere, and the miut is the borders, right? Today we're inyan l'sfari chutz la'aretz. So it's telling me that chutz la'aretz. Me'ato. So now the Gemara is going to say like this. Masha
hayadavid.
What?
Question. Why are they bringing a riot from Yehoshua?
From Yeshua?
Torah tells you what the borders are.
Yeah, yeah. It says that. And the footnote says that some people are talking about Geiris this, and the Geiris the other psukim in the Chumash. That's in footnote 11, the brackets. The Gemara could have quoted the aforementioned verse from Deuteronomy instead of the verse in Yehoshua. Indeed, the Gros version, some amend our Gemara, so it quotes that verse. That's a horror. Okay, so the Gemara challenges the Chachamim's position. Me'ata, Mashal Yedavid Hoylach Mechamish Maran Arayim Varam Tzoyva Yuchayom Bechala. According to the Yud Chachamim, that wherever it's Tidroch Kaf Rag Lechem, it becomes Eretz Yisrael. So that wherever David was Kivish, why should there be a din of Kibush Yachid? Kibush Yachid should be Shema Kibush, and it should be what? Part of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why is it only drop on? One second, Shanya here, something more answers. Shahir David Minyak Sfari Eretz Yisrael, Mechamish Sfari Chutz Laretz. The problem with that was that he didn't do it in the right order. You have to finish all the conquering of Eretz Yisrael and only then go to the places which are outside Eretz Yisrael. But since he went out of order, so that's a special exception that makes it not part of Eretz Yisrael. But if you bring in, okay, what we're trying to explain, right? Let's see, it emerges in number 13. It emerges from the Yerushalmi's understanding, right? Actually, the previous one too. Just as the sages hold that the land conquered outside Eretz Yisrael is included in the reference of Komakam Asher Tigrof Kaf Raglechem, so too they hold that soil brought into Eretz Yisrael is included in that reference and is thus deemed part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why they say that imported soil is subject to lands of Eretz Yisrael. It emerges from Yerushalmi's understanding the dispute between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Mishnah is specifically the soil of outside land. In that case, Tanakama asserts it's considered land of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not. But oil of Eretz Yisrael and a ship in Eretz Yisrael all agreed subject to the laws of Eretz Yisrael. All right, that's a separate point. But, okay, you got it, though. The main point here is to understand what the Gemara is trying to get across here. That the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is totally in how to learn the pasuk at the end of this week's parsha. Komak mash tidroch kaf raglachem, is that going on everywhere? According to the Chum, it will include anything, and therefore, if you bring land from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael on a boat, it has a halacha like kibush yachid. Well, not like kibush yachid. It has a halacha like Eretz Yisrael. And David HaMelech was an exception because he did it out of order. That's why Surya is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael because there's no din of kol makom asher tidroch kaf raglachem. It has to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Once the land goes ashore, once the boat goes ashore, and it's attached to Eretz Yisrael, that's a different thing. Then he's maskim also. Then already it's not a din of kibush. Then it's a din like, you know, like you brought in land and you became part of Eretz Yisrael. Adkan.